turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. If you're interested in a rewarding career with a top-notch company, come out and see the Hostess staff at 1525 Industrial this Saturday from 9 to noon. Hostess Brands is an equal opportunity employer.
KBOE Live and Local, it is 849 and 56 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Greg.
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing all right. What's happening in the office today?
We're just trying to get through the day, because the snow apocalypse is apparently coming tomorrow. So yeah.
And where have we heard that before, right?
Yeah, I saw a model, one of the models that said we could get 17 inches.
17? I think I saw that one, and I think that one had over 20 for Topeka, I think.
It's like, holy moly, it's 70 degrees today.
Yeah, I know. It's like only 40-degree difference from one day to the next. Well, that's something that I guess we should be accustomed to around here.
You just, well, you know, we are in Kansas.
You just never know. So, let us know how things are going to be operating tomorrow, Greg.
I will. If we have to shut down, I will let you know and let the public know.
All right. 84th annual meeting. Are we on track here, Greg?
We are on track for the Lyon County Historical Society's 84th annual meeting. It was supposed to be in February, but we have rescheduled for March 8th, which is a Tuesday, 6 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center, 711 Commercial. We'll start off with a social hour, and then we will have a business meeting, and we'll talk about bylaw changes and election of new members. And then after that, we'll have a little presentation about highlights of 2021 and upcoming events for 2022. So the 84th, we're planning on November actually starts our 85th year, so stay tuned for some announcements about some activities we're going to do for our 85th year.
For folks that, is this, Greg, limited to current Historical Society members, or can prospective Historical Society members kind of take a gander, pop into the annual meeting, and essentially get introduced to the organization that way?
The answer is yes. We accept anybody that wants to come by and figure out what's going on here at the History Center. Obviously, only members can vote, but prospective members are welcome to come in and see what we're all about. So, yes, we encourage that.
Well, let's talk members and the membership drive. You know, join the Lyon County History Center. And, Greg, I know that, that's very important, membership at the History Center.
Membership is really, really important for two reasons. One, it allows us to gang with the public, do a team building, if you will, with the public engaged in presenting and preserving their history. And also it provides an infusion of cash because of the memberships do cost. And so that money helps us do our programming and our exhibits and that sort of thing. So it's vital for two reasons. Again, the public involvement and the little bit of extra money we get for that.
Speaking of exhibits, what you got cooking right now?
Well, the exhibits, the firepower exhibit, which has been up for a while, which proved to be very popular, is getting ready to come down, and we're going to put a new exhibit up called Sit a Spell. So chairs and couches and all manner of styles and types, that'll be the new exhibit that'll be going up on the first floor. Work continues on the second floor as we get labels up and we get some new artifacts out. And so it never ends here, and that's what we like. We want people to come back two or three times a year. We don't want them to say, "Oh, I was just there. I don't need to go back."
I've seen everything.
I've seen everything. That's part of our evil plan, is to get you to keep coming in the door. So, yeah, new exhibits coming up, and Lisa does an excellent job of doing exhibits. So it should be really interesting and fun.
Hey, don't forget about the Howe House walking pass. Accessible, Greg?
They are acceptable. The walking path at the Howe House, which is 315 East Logan. We have 18 acres there. We have a path that's marked from the back of the house that goes down by the zoo and then back up towards the house. It's a half-mile trail. Right now, it's just the trail itself. But this year, we hope to be working on signage to talk about the different types of wildflowers that are out there and the native grass. And so it's an ongoing process. We're also going to plant some pollinating species to get the butterflies and the bees down there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's should be really fun. It's a unique to the area, that side of town, and we hope people take full advantage of that.
We do too. A Howe House, the walking pass. That's going to be. It's a neat deal. And let's see. What do you have coming up Saturday, March the 12th, Greg?
Saturday, March the 12th at 3 o'clock, Lisa will be doing a presentation on skirting convention, Maude Stevens Wagner. Maude was the tattoo artist, female tattoo artist, in fact, known as the first female tattoo artist. She's from Lyon County, and Lisa will be doing a presentation on that over at the Emporia Public Library. So in cooperation with them, a joint venture. So Saturday, March 12th at 3 o'clock, learn everything you need to know or wanted to know about Maude Stevens Wagner, female tattooist.
Yeah, and will Lisa be getting inked up for this?
Lisa, I tried to convince her that that would be a excellent excellent thing to do, but she declined. So, no.
Well, one other question here for me, Greg. Earlier you put out the call for getting like healthcare equipment, healthcare artifacts, and things like that for upcoming exhibits. How did that process go, and are you still maybe soliciting more healthcare artifacts for later on?
We are still soliciting that. It went really well for St. Mary's Hospital things. We still need Newman Hospital things. So if you have any of artifacts from Newman's Hospital or St. Mary's Hospital, please let us know, and we can include those for upcoming exhibits. It's a section that we have been a little lax in presenting, and so that's why that's prompted the call for healthcare-related artifacts.
And if there are folks out there that are interested in genealogy but just haven't taken that step yet, I believe you have a program that just might help, Greg.
We do have a program on Saturday, April 23rd, 2 o'clock, here at the History Center. We'll be doing a beginner genealogy, which is also in partnership with the Emporia Public Library. The staff, our staff will lead a workshop to explore the basics of researching genealogy utilizing local resources. Genealogy is the largest hobby in the United States and also the fastest growing hobby. So people that want to get involved in that, come to this genealogy beginning workshop on Saturday, April 23rd, and we'll get you started.
All right. Plenty of stuff, as always.
As always.
Going on at the Lyon County History Center. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. It's 8:57.
Westwood One Sports presents this special update on the 2022 Winter Games, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. Alex Hall has an interesting background. Born in Alaska, raised mostly in Switzerland. His father's American, his mother Italian. They're both college professors. Hall with a brilliant first run, and he won the gold medal in the freestyle, slopestyle, and then he may have set an Olympic record in the mixed zone when he used the word stoked 11 times. Fellow American Nick Gepper won the silver medal. Clément Noël won the men's slalom, the second Frenchman to win since the great Jean-Claude Killy in 1968. The U.S. men's hockey team's heartbreaking quarterfinal loss to Slovakia, 3-2 in a shootout, has them thinking about missed opportunities. U.S. failed to score on three power play chances in the third period, including once with a two-man advantage. Second Olympics in a row where the U.S., without NHL players, lost in a shootout with